Lawyers for the U.S. Justice Department will be back in a federal courtroom in Winston-Salem this morning to continue making their case that North Carolina's sweeping election overhaul is discriminatory. The hearings that began Monday morning have included personal stories of voting challenges, allegations of voter fraud, and even a 25-minute math exercise. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk has been in Winston-Salem covering the hearings and joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Kevin.
So why is the Justice Department suing North Carolina?
The Justice Department says North Carolina's election overhaul will deny or curtail African Americans' right to vote. The NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and others have also filed lawsuits, and for now, they're all basically functioning as one lawsuit. And you can look at this week as a mini-trial to decide whether to put the changes on hold until next summer, when a judge will rule whether the law is constitutional. And then here are the changes in question for this November: cutting the early voting period by a week, eliminating same-day registration, and tossing out ballots that are cast in the wrong precincts.
Okay, the lawyers are trying to put those changes on hold, called the former director of North Carolina's State Board of Elections to the witness stand yesterday. What case did he make?
In short, that the changes could keep some people from voting. Gary Bartlett served as a director of the State Board of Elections from 1993 to 2013, and he said that before early voting in North Carolina, lines were a much bigger problem, with some people waiting 4 or 5 hours to vote back in the 90s. He said that early voting immediately shortened lines, and that getting rid of it will probably bring those back, which will lead to angry voters and some people having to leave the lines to get back to work. They won't vote, he said.
So how did the lawyers for the state respond?
They repeatedly asked Bartlett if he ever surveyed voters about their preferences for early voting, why they left lines, those kinds of things. And Bartlett said that he had not done surveys. His comments were based on his experiences talking to voters.
And when lawyers for the state cross-examined him, they also handed him a report and a calculator. What happened next?
So it literally turned into this, like, 25-minute math exercise. The state's lawyers tediously walked Bartlett through some addition and division to see if voter registrations were more likely to become inactive, to be wrong, if done during same-day registration. And that was their ultimate point, that same-day registration opens the door for voter fraud. This is something they keep coming back to in the trial, that the state, that is, arguing that the changes will make elections more honest and that they should stand. But Bartlett and a county elections director have contended that there is little to no fraud.
Okay, so who else testified?
We also heard from an election expert from MIT who talked about how the state's voting data clearly show that African Americans will be disproportionately impacted by the changes. And that's kind of simple. It's because they have disproportionately used early voting and same-day registration. As one example, in the 2012 election, 70% of all African Americans who voted early. That compares to about 50% of all white voters. There were also personal stories. Kevin, a pastor from a predominantly African American church in Durham, talked about the simple challenges that some of his members face in just finding transportation to get to the polls. So a shorter early voting period, fewer days, could have a big impact on them. And then as a reminder of North Carolina's past, a 93-year-old woman described the literacy test she had to pass back in the 40s in order to register to vote. All of these years later, she helps people in her community register, and she's concerned about the changes.
And one of the state's main counterpoints, Ben?
The state contends that the law is not discriminatory, and its lawyers have pointed out that there has been no evidence of actual intent to discriminate, and that's going to be a key part of the case. The state maintains that the changes are about efficiency and fraud. And in addition, the state points out that there were not any problems with the new changes in the May primary. Of course, you know, May primaries don't have anywhere near the early voting turnout that November elections do, so it's not exactly the best indicator. But bottom line, the state contends that putting the changes on hold at this point will be chaos for county boards of elections.
Okay, so what's next in the hearings?
There will be more witnesses today, and then the two sides will begin summarizing their legal arguments. That'll likely be this afternoon and then stretch into tomorrow, and the hearings will finish tomorrow. After that, it's unclear how soon the judge will decide whether to put the changes on hold.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, who will continue to cover this. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Kevin.